The best part of waking up is black porn matters in a lesser's butt.
That means I don't know which one of them is in your butt because there's two of them, but one of them's in your ass.
Can you say guts instead of butts? You know I don't like butt stuff.
They gonna teach you. They gonna train your booty hole.
They're not gonna be able to teach me to like butt stuff because don't. I don't like it.
All right, I tried.
Yeah, get it together.
You don't all right, force so where you want them at?
In my guts.
Both of them at the same time? DP?
One in my mouth. In one of my guts.
So which one would you pick? Like, would you pick the strap in your mouth or
you know I don't suck strap. I don't believe in sucking strap. I think it's weird.
You sucking real dick.
Yeah.
All right.
And receiving the strap.
All I'm going to say is
I could do that.
I'm about to do the show and like not even introduce my guests.
Yeah, start with us.
And you know, it's like I got to introduce them. But all I'm going to say is one of these two people be spitting in a bitch's mouths. And I'd be like, ooh. Anywho, it'd be making me feel tingly, you know. That's all I'm going to say. So let's do this guest introduction. I'm really excited. Thank y'all for coming. This is a special.
Yes, thank you
this
so
is the
much.
Only episode we're recording today. So I'm really excited because I get to go home and eat some leftovers.
I thought you was going to say pussy.
That is a leftover, baby.
See, yeah. You know it's marinating through the day. Anyway, so we have your professor's favorite professor.
Period.
Miss Sex Tapes and Pancakes herself, Professor Gaia, and Mr. Black Porn Matters himself, Julius. Do you want to go by BPM, Julius? How you want to do that?
Sir John Julius.
Sir John Julius.
I love that.
The whole thing. Say it one more time just so I don't forget it.
Sir John Julius.
All right, cool.
You got to say it just like that. You got to whisper.
Yeah, SJJ. Sir John Julius, because I hate fucking up people's names, so I like to get that shit right.
That's appreciated.
So introduce yourselves, you know, shout out whatever y'all want, but answer my intro question, please. How did you two get started in porn?
Okay, I'll start with that. What up, though? My name is Professor Guy Monroe. Welcome to this beautiful show. So grateful to be here.
Thank you.
We started off in porn, not in porn. I started off as a cam model back in 2014.
Okay.
I was working at a studio in Las Vegas. It was like the first job I got when I moved to Vegas. And it was the first job that was like, you can get your time back. You could be your own boss. And at that time, I was just like, I want to be my own boss.
Right.
I don't want nobody telling me what to do no more.
Okay.
So I started camming. And once I got into camming, camming's just like, it's like porn, but a live version. So it's like us sitting down here and you're on the other side of the screen. You can turn your camera on. You don't have to turn your camera on.
Okay.
You could literally just be watching me and just like typing. Be
like
your
telling
dick,
you what to
typing,
do?
Beat dick, type.
Oh. That's play with your booty hole. Enter.
You feel me? But it's a negotiation thing. So like whatever
I remember this.
Whatever you're interested in, you tell me about it. If I could provide it, I'm gonna give it to you. If
I can't, more than one person can see this at a time.
It depends. You have multiple options. You've got your party chat, and your party chat is very much like anyone who wants to pop in can pop in. Mm. It could be niggas with no credit cards on file. It's up to you. You can set. Mm. You can change your settings.
Right.
But then you have like a gold show where you have a ticket price, and everybody who has the money to jump into that show, they just pay the ticket price and then they can. But then you also have privates, so it's just one-on-one sessions. Mm. Or you can do somewhere like people spy on your one-on-one sessions. There's a lot of freak shit going on in the cam world.
Is that legal, like for
absolutely
a spy? But can they see the other person in the one-on-one session?
Absolutely. It's up to you. It's completely up to you.
Okay,
so I'm visible regardless. Okay. Unless it's some like tease, ignore, denial type shit. Okay. I cover my screen so then you can't fucking see me. But for the most part, whatever the engagement is, you see me. And if you want yourself to be shown, you can be shown as well.
It's no way I'm paying to be teased by not being able to see what I'm paying
you
for.
You would not pay for phone sex.
I would be so
tell
pissed.
Him, please.
Jesus
I used to
Christ.
Do phone sex. I told you that, remember?
Jesus, the part on the phone.
Come on.
Yeah. Like, I used to do phone sex. I wanted to be a cam girl.
Mm. What happened?
I just didn't
do it.
Do
it tomorrow.
Like, I still want to get into it. I sell my underwear.
It's a dope
I definitely
want to
get into camming for sure.
You but can cam.
I would love to get back into phone sex because phone sex was fun.
Okay, we're going to talk about your phone sex stuff after.
We can.
I'm curious what spaces you were using.
We can do it.
Okay.
So, like, how long have you two been doing porn together?
We are celebrating 9 years this year. It'll be 10 years.
Yeah. Next year.
2025.
So, y'all been together a long time.
Yes. 12 years and I don't remember no more. Where we at? We're 11.
Yeah.
11.
Yes.
11 years.
So y'all both from Detroit?
Yes.
So y'all met here?
Yes.
Dope. What was that initial meeting? Like, I'm curious.
You want to talk about that one?
It was over a span of a couple years because she was doing music. I was doing photography.
Okay.
But once I got into music videos, that leads you to the strip club.
Okay.
Then you start taking naked pictures of strippers. That's how I got into porn mostly.
Okay.
And then we kind of connected on her project called Guy Aphrodisiacs.
Okay.
Which she did at 1515 Broadway, I believe.
Wow.
Okay.
I shot a video. I shot a commercial for it, and it was just it was ratchet as fuck, and she wasn't ready for it.
Mm.
But we put it out, and it went viral for like a day.
Okay.
And that's when we haven't stopped working since.
But y'all weren't together at that point, right?
No.
And so then y'all was like, you know, sex is hitting. We should like let everybody else see. Like, mm-hmm. Is that how it went? Because I've been following y'all for a while. Like, I want to say, I mean, I've been on Twitter since like high school. So, yeah, I've been following y'all maybe like 10 years. You blocked me from your old page.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't even know what I did. Nothing.
You always say something.
Nope. I was like, what did I do?
Trust me, I use a block button specifically when it's absolutely necessary.
I want somebody to tell me what they think I said.
Some disrespectful shit.
Nope.
That you was out of line for, whether you realized it came across wrong or not.
You probably said something without cool. Like, it was probably her booty. Probably said something about her booty.
I remember. Oh, no. I'm not like that.
Not disrespectful. I'm not like that. You were probably trying to make a joke.
Okay.
No. And it... I remember. I don't remember, but I remember.
Okay, go ahead.
I know we disagree.
We disagree? What we disagree on?
I don't remember. It was long ago. But you blocked me and I cried.
It was probably on something that had to do with my body. What else we gonna disagree on?
Even as a kid. I
you say something bad about Kanye?
Maybe.
Yeah. The look on her face.
Well, I'm like, because remember I told you, I was like, I remember she blocked me and it made no sense. Like, it had nothing to do with anything. So you block people over Kanye?
No, not for real. Sometimes.
Wow. So you petty.
I'm from Detroit.
Wow.
Are y'all not petty? I see how y'all talking.
I don't block people.
I definitely block people. I mean, I've been blocked by some of the most random people. Like, somebody retweeted Sean King on my page the other day, and I was like, who the fuck is this that says unavailable and I go, and it was Sean King, and I'm like, why did he block me?
What you doing?
I don't know.
You probably said something about tax evasion.
No, I probably called him because I always say something about his thin mustachio ass, and I say that all the time.
You talking about his mustache?
Yeah, mustachio, that thin mustachio.
Ass. I thought you were talking about his booty.
Light-skinned bitch ass nigga, and I do say shit like that.
We should tag him in this clip.
That's probably why he blocks me up. He probably got mad at me talking about his mustache.
So y'all didn't start porn like until like Las Vegas, right?
Yeah. We were doing music here. He was doing photography here.
Okay.
And then once we got to Vegas and I found that ad about cam modeling, that's when like sex work kind of opened up for me.
Okay.
Here in Detroit, like, I did go-go dancing. I would do like some freak erotica events, like that type of stuff. But it was the full exchange of what sex work is, and it's like full entity, that didn't happen until Vegas.
Okay.
Are y'all still in Vegas?
No, we just moved to Mexico. Well, it's been a year in December.
Wow, congrats. Well,
thank
part?
You so much. Playa del Carmen, it's about an hour out.
Oh, yeah, I went there. Yeah. My reception was there.
Really?
It's a beautiful place. Yeah. I love Cancun.
It is fucking beautiful.
Like that entire area.
Come on.
So, do you guys know Spanish?
We are learning Spanish. Poquito.
Okay.
Uh oh. That's what's up. She said a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, see.
Pero aprendiendo, thought you called me a bird.
Okay, there we go.
I only know like five words.
Come on, that's a good start.
Hola, como se está?
Come on.
Donde está pantalones? Donde está biblioteca?
I feel like you just had me for money.
Come on. Oh.
That's the same.
I just be saying something in the translator and they be like, look, like,
Blanca.
What did I say, you know? But that's dope. So,
thank you.
This cold weather is probably like very awkward. Ooh, for
I know, it's fucking hot.
We left that bitch, it was 89 degrees.
Wow.
Ooh, jealous.
Speaking of cold weather, y'all ever fuck outside in the cold?
Which one?
Ooh, okay.
I don't know, probably here.
Maybe
Iron Street in Jefferson.
I
should say
names. Oh, shit. I know Iron Street, so now I want details. I want the Iron Street story.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were.
Y'all was at the Bottega?
Exactly.
Let me find out y'all know Flacco.
I'm about to slap you.
You will be quite surprised at how well I know Flacco.
That is my homie.
For real?
Yeah, I'm seeing him tonight.
That's
crazy. Oh, I'm definitely actually. I should have FaceTimed this nigga. Like, what's up? This is crazy. Then look how small the world is. Yeah, y'all ain't know I knew about the Bottega.
Know him very well.
Yeah, yeah. See, now you got me scared.
Why?
This is just how you said we know him very well.
No, we do. We were friends with him when he started the Bottega. So
like, let me find out, Everett, that you're a little freaky now. I can't. Well,
oh Lord.
I
why
can't
would
wait.
You think that any black man doesn't have freak in him?
Oh, I know he does. That's what makes it so funny. But like, so y'all had sex like at the Bottega or outside of the Bottega?
It was upstairs, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Okay, so let me explain the Bottega on Iron Street. It's like a big, nice loft. And when you say upstairs, like, you're talking about like a little small bedroom spot?
No, it was one of the other apartments upstairs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so that was in the cold?
In the hallways, yeah.
You don't know airflow going through the hallway?
I never heard of anybody having sex in the hallway. Okay,
it's an abandoned building that they made into.
I like how you started off with the
made into apartments, but the lofts are mad dope. So creative, man. But you get lost in these hallways through this building.
Facts.
And sometimes the party be too busy. You got to dip off sometimes.
Okay.
there's this area in that place where the cargo elevator is. It was a fun time. We had a good time.
The only annoying part about the elevator is one way. So if someone's in that bitch, you can't get access to it if you're downstairs trying to come up. So if you hold that door open, people gonna be mad as fuck when you down that motherfucking stairs. So sorry.
That's crazy.
Sorry about the people that had to wait.
Anybody see? Nobody saw it?
I don't think so.
It seems like y'all get off on people watching y'all have sex.
I am very much.
He's very much an exhibitionist, for sure. Yeah, okay. I'm more of the voyeur in our relationship. Like, we'll fuck around in front of people, but like, I'm very selective about the people who are in the space because energy is big for me. Like, when it comes to sex energy, if I'm in it and something's going on in the background that's distracting, it's going to throw me off. So I am very specific about who is in a room and who has access to it just so I can keep my energy how I want it. I know how I'm going to nut, and if you being fucking reckless in the back or just being unaware of the energy happening, it will very much distract me.
So, how do you nut?
What do you mean, how do I nut?
You said, I know how I'm going to nut. I'm curious. Like,
oh, I have plenty of ways. But there's, for me, sex is very much like meditation for me.
Okay.
So I could get in my mind, and like, if he's just stroking right, we get into like a whole vibe where I'm like kegling real, real hard and controlling where the dick go, how it move, where it's hitting. I could just think about that and kegel and breathe, and I'm a nut in second. So it really does just depend on like, do I have the level of silence or the level of like just ambient flow, because people in the room can very much add to that energy too. Like, you'll be in a mood once people start to be like, oh, that's so sexy, or oh girl, your ass looks so good, like that. People start to like participate in it. It just builds that shit up. So sometimes it gets a little like unpredictable though when it's like a group setting as well.
Are you getting hype hearing this?
I'm very intrigued.
Like, now I feel like whenever I watch y'all fuck, like, I'm gonna look at it completely different now.
Okay, that's good.
I watched them fuck before.
I can tell.
It was on Twitter. I was like, you know. Or like, do you feel like you come like when you have sex with women?
Yeah.
Like, I really want you to like take Alessa and give her a strap lesson. She got stroke.
I do have stroke.
She got stroke.
I did steal like at least 60% of it from him right here. I'm just gonna go ahead and say that. I'll be taking every.
And you really be like dominant too.
Yes.
She loves that shit.
I recognize that there is a space in women that just wants to like give. We all have like masculine nigga energy in us, but a lot of us are really afraid to show that or be that. So it's like, for me, when I get into a space with women who are being like very timid, or like, you just can tell that they have no access to their dominance, I feel very like empowered to show them what a healthy version of feminine dominance could look like. So it is real easy for me to go to like this very like bubbly, like princy, like like happy girl, into like, no, give me your pussy, like I want that, like I know you want me to have it. Because at the end of the day, I just think about situations that I was in where it's like, I want someone to talk to me like that, but I don't want to feel like it's coming from like a space of anger. And I feel like sometimes with women, we have so much trauma with our past relationships that we don't know how to receive direction from men in a sexual way that we both understand. Like, you could be saying one thing and I hear it and I'm like, it just doesn't hit well. But you're thinking in your mind, like, I'm gonna take this pussy down. And she's in her mind like, I don't even think he mean it. You hear me? So it's like, I'm making sure I'm connecting to her. And if I don't get the response that I want from her, then it's gonna be a situation of, like, what do you want? I'm gonna flip your ass over. What do you want from me next? Like, but again, you have to communicate. And what I recognize with women sometimes is there is a fear of giving themselves permission to receive and accept pleasure. So I just do my best to channel energy that they feel comfortable giving it to. You
it's
know?
Crazy because every question I had, you answered before I could ask it. Because I was going to say, like, how does somebody communicate that? But you answered that. Because
so
I think it's very important that we communicate. I think people have to stop being afraid and upset or annoyed that they have to communicate with somebody how to please you. If it's my first time with you, why would I know how to please you, you know?
How can I know?
Like, if you just get into a brand new Lexus, how do you know how to set that car up?
You don't
like, you don't know. You're like, I need to Google this shit.
YouTube videos.
I need to ask somebody who's been in this Lexus. So unless you want me to call your ex and say, hey, bro, how you be pounding her out? Like, which is very awkward. Like, even saying it out loud. Like, you want to communicate that. Like, what do you like? Like, unless you want two fingers in your pussy, one in your ass?
Yeah,
two. Some people like three. Some women don't like any fingers at all.
Yeah.
You got to ask those questions.
Absolutely.
So
yeah,
I like that you broke that down.
Thank you.
And, like, you set that up that way.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But question, like, what y'all did, y'all moved away from Detroit. Y'all yes, left sir. Us, and we just been, like, sad. So
I am back every year.
What do you think about, like, the Detroit porn industry, though, like, and what they're doing? Because I feel like it's just a couple, like, it's OnlyFans girls. And
well, that's, the women that I do know that are here, they're all on OnlyFans. So please correct me, because I know we have, like, we have history of pornography in the city.
As far as sex workers, Detroit is mostly known for the streetwalkers.
Strippers, right?
Yeah, and this is becoming, yeah, this is almost capital, for real, for real. Mm. All the strippers I know love coming to Detroit to strip. Mm. But, okay. As far as the porn industry go, I think because it's so cold and Christian up here, that it gets shunned so much that people don't want to do it. You know what I mean?
Cold and Christian was just
perfect.
The double C's is just funny.
Honestly.
Yeah, this thing dries vagina. You know what I'm saying? So sex is supposed to be in secret up here, which is why you get a lot of mishaps because people are lying to each other, cheating. So it's like, it's not a lot of honest sex happening.
Mm. Wow.
So I think the art doesn't imitate it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm. But it's coming. I see a lot of people trying to push through that. But, you know, once you get a little money, you want to go somewhere warmer also. So it's hard to keep
it here.
It sounds like y'all focus is primarily the weather here.
Yes.
I mean, feel like that's most people's primary focus when they live in a cold ass place.
I mean, I just be ignoring that bitch, you know.
That's very fair.
Yeah,
but you know, there are always those niggas from the city that be like, I swear this is my last winter here, man.
Yeah.
I swear this is my last winter.
That'd be when it's like a big ass snowstorm. That's the only time I think, like, you know what? How's Georgia looking? You know, like, some shit like that. Like, that's what I'm thinking. Cause I can't do Vegas and LA is too expensive. Mm-hmm. So, like, my next step is like Georgia or Texas. But what's your advice to people who want to, like, start in the porn industry, but they're in Detroit? Like, is your advice legitimately move? Or is it something that they can do here, like, to grow?
You have to take advantage of your surroundings, you know what I mean? Like, if you're going to be at exhibitions, you're going to be outdoor, I would definitely say Michigan is known for cherries, apples, wine, Traverse City, rivers. You should go outside and
get arrested, okay? Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if you're going to go indoor in Detroit, you want to go old churches, you want to go old parking structures, you want to go old clubs.
Yeah.
You want to try to get your location as sexy as possible, right, or as representative of Detroit as possible.
This is scary as hell. Like, I would love to see all this.
I'm about to go fuck in the Leland. I'm about to go fuck in there. Y'all know that crazy club in the basement of the Leland.
No, I went to the Leland.
I love the Leland.
I love the Leland. Now,
less than a month ago for a Jameson concert.
It's still going on?
They were getting spanked. It was burlesque in the front.
Oh, yeah.
There was people getting spanked. It was the wildest shit. They had in the back, it's crazy that y'all brought this up. In the back, they had these people laying on stretchers, and they were, like, piercing their nipples and shit.
Whose party was this? I need to know.
Jameson, the artist, I don't know how, but he performed, and I had won free tickets. Shout out to Amber Lewis. I won free tickets, and I don't know if it was a part of his concert,
right?
But my homegirl that went, Janae went, she was like, oh, the Leland throw sex parties. And I thought she was talking shit, but when we walk in, I see some titties flailing in the circle. I was like, oh, this shit is real.
I've been to a BDSM show there, and it was amazing.
They had in the back, like next to the cart, they had this girl getting tied up.
It was bitches hanging from the walls from
there. Yeah, I was
Come
like,
when I went, this was lit.
And I wanted to get them on the show, but like, I didn't want to interrupt the ambiance. Mm-hmm. It was like they had some dope ass house music. DJ was fire.
Come on,
I believe it.
Yeah, I had to work the next day, so I was really pissed. So I left early. Yeah. I left like
the Leland
one.
Is dope.
Okay,
the Leland is
that's
very
dope. So what do y'all know about the Leland? What happened there?
Oh, I just when I used to party in Detroit, like 20s. I definitely that was one of the spots that we would stop at.
Like in the 20s, or are you saying in your 20s?
In my 20s. In my
20s. Oh, I thought you was in your 20s.
No, I'm 30. I'll be 36 in like a week.
You're older than me. Wow. Okay, we're both Sagittarius.
Okay, period.
Let me
Happy
find out.
To us.
Yeah, exactly. See, we all cool. You know, you just be jealous.
Well, it depends because Sagittarius. We can go into this later, but Sagittarius they're very opinionated. And sometimes so in their energy that it is really difficult to get them to think anything else. What I want is what I want, and it's gonna happen. It
She's
is
looking
it,
at me.
It's hard as fuck. In your shit. Damn. Split your lip. Bite your dick. All of it. Ugh.
Do you be biting dicks?
No, I would never. Unless. You know what I mean? Unless.
You like your dick bit?
He would never. No.
I've always wanted to just bite a dick.
I feel like the two people I'm judging is the dude that like to get shit on and the dude that likes his dick bit. Not like a little munch, like an actual bite.
I've always wanted to just iron. Nah, right on the iron. Right on that bad boy.
Can you never do that again? That was awkward. And you egging her on.
Are we not here to like show morals?
No,
you mad at everybody hyping me up these past couple of days. What's with it?
Because they be hyping you up at the wrong moment.
You mad that people love me?
It's not your dick.
It's right.
She literally just said, do you want me to bite your dick?
I would only put your dick in my mouth if you let me bite it.
Can I start peeing first?
No.
Damn, this gang.
See, this is why I could never.
Look, we're making a show about us. Yeah,
we are. We are. So
ask them if they pee on each other.
Do y'all pee on each other?
We don't pee on each other.
Why?
I feel like you would let me pee on you.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Yeah. I'm fine with him peeing on me. I just don't think it's something that we're like kinky about. It's
I wouldn't let you pee on me, but I would be afraid to tell you you can't.
Well, you wouldn't tell me that.
Yeah, like, see, that's some scary shit. You just mad dominant, like, when I see you in your scenes, like, I'd be like.
Yeah, I think, you know what I know, though? I know that men also favor women who can show dominance. It's not just women who need it. Men are very much stuck in this position of having to portray dominance all the time. I have to provide this. I have to beat it. I got to make you nut. Like, we very much put a lot of energy on what men are providing to the point where when we want them to be sensitive and be more in their emotional bag, they have no access to it. But it's because we keep them in a position of, you have to be that nigga. So it's like, I know that if I do some power dynamics with you and I switch the motherfucking tables and I put you in a seat of being like, you don't have to think about shit. But what you don't get to say is no to me. I will give you everything you want as long as you do what I tell you. And it's like parts of you are like, I want to respond to that because I do want to be a lazy nigga. I still get a nut. I can still nut. I just got to do what she say. She gonna have me doing some weird shit a little bit, but you
what's
know,
the weirdest shit you have somebody do?
Like, so if we're
what do you mean by that?
It depends on the person. Because when we're talking about submission, especially when we're talking about men who are not used to removing themselves from masculinity, you start that in real, like, small steps, right? You don't want to put... I'm not going to come out with a strap-on with a nigga who's, like, not used to strap-on.
So what's your usual first step?
So usual first step is getting men to recognize how they are not comfortable relinquishing dominance.
Okay.
So it's like, when is the last time you let a woman get on top? And they'll be like, some people will be like, oh, my girl never get on top. Or somebody will be like, my birthday or something like that. So it's like, y'all don't understand. Like, y'all are in like podcasts where you're talking about sexuality. So sexuality is very normalized to you. But majority of the fucking country or even the world, because I've got customers in India and Europe, they're fucking everywhere. These people are very restricted and limited in their everyday ability. They go to work. They have their fucking 9 to 5. It could be a government job, everything, all aspects. But they have no space where they feel like they can just be a version of themselves that is honest. They're married. They have children. They've been in marriages for decades. And they're just very comfortable living this lie because they know if they come out with the truth, they're going to get judgment just because of social pressures. And that's what I was saying about the men switching their dominance. I like getting into that bag because men should feel safe. And I think a huge part of why they don't feel safe in that is when women get mad, they use that shit against them. So now it's like, I have something to fear if I'm sexually free with
that's
you.
That's real.
It is.
Yeah.
I know it is because niggas tell me. So it's like, I have something to fear. If I open myself up and I get real, real vulnerable with you, I have something that I could lose by us not being together. You have something against me that puts me in a position of vulnerability. I don't want to give that to you. But then it keeps them hard in every other aspect of life. And we stay mad at them for it.
So it's crazy. I didn't know you pegged men.
Yes.
Have I missed this? Like on
no,
your page?
No, I don't have. My goal is to peg a black man on video. And I don't have black men who are willing to get on video because of the stigma of vulnerability. And how do I have a regular life after this? And who's going to respect me? I'm not gay because I let her peg me in the ass.
Yeah.
She don't got a dick. Like,
would you respect your partner less if you were to peg him?
No, fuck no.
You're just not with it.
If that was something he was open
to. I'm with it. I'm still exploring that aspect of things though.
Yeah.
You take a finger yet?
Yeah.
Finger is the best thing in the world. It's like
a
finger and like tongue is just like, it's just like a euphoric orgasm that when I felt it, that was the closest I came to crying.
Whew,
you know, like it's
you.
Just like, you know. And I told her she can't finger anybody anymore with the nails that she has.
Nails are hard.
Yeah. You didn't have to tell me that. I've known that since I've had nails.
Yeah, you just seem like you'll do it to just
Brandon, I wouldn't do that to hurt anybody, but also I want to try it because I feel like my nails can actually get my finger into a booty hole easier this way because it's already narrow. I just have to be very careful and not
shift my
finger.
Can you find her white man here to do that too?
I don't like white men.
Oh, okay. Well, then, no, I can't.
I'm just trying to get you paid.
I mean, you want to get her pegged?
Yeah. No, paid.
Okay. Paid.
She does peg.
Understood.
Yeah, I want
understood.
Yeah.
We got things to talk about. We have things to talk
see,
about.
See? Yeah. I just want 10%.
Okay. Okay.
You ain't getting none of my money, bitch.
What the fuck? I thought we was a team.
You are not my manager.
Oh, shit.
You don't trust me to manage you?
I would never trust you to find anybody for me to do anything, and you know why.
How you dropped the ball?
I didn't drop the ball. I just dare her to do something. She was a real G and she took the dare, and it wasn't a fun experience. I don't think that's me dropping the ball.
Oh, I wasn't even talking about that. I was talking about oh boy with the grill.
He's a ham. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So also you dropped the ball twice. Oh my God. You just reminded me that you have dropped the ball twice.
His grill wasn't real. I thought you knew that.
I realized that it wasn't real, but I still wanted him to eat my pussy with the grill in his mouth.
Shout out to that ham. Anyway,
shout out to that ham ass nigga.
I want to go into sex tapes and pancakes.
Yes.
So first, before you explain what it is, because I have no idea what it is.
Yes.
Like when you guys reached back out to me, I didn't even know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you don't be following people's pages as much after they block you, so you be kind of hurt.
That's okay. I got deleted off of Twitter, so I'm restarting.
Yeah, I saw that. Anyway. I was like, I'm just glad
you.
I
thought you sounded like it was karma.
I remember it was something petty. It was so long ago. Like it was before the podcast. I've been doing it for 5 years.
For sure.
It had to be something petty, and I never say like wild shit to women.
Okay.
Like, you know, not like some disrespectful, degrading shit. Like,
for sure.
So I know I wasn't something like that.
Okay.
But I remember it being petty because I'm like, what the fuck? You know how 50 Cent, like, he woke up, what the fuck did I do? That was literally me.
Understood.
So, why fuck me for it?
Yeah. Anywho. So, back to this. Sex tapes with pancakes. I'm picturing as people eating brunch, drinking mimosas, mm-hmm. watching you fuck. I don't think that's what it is, but that's what I was thinking. So I want to find out from you, what is it?
Okay, absolutely. So Sex Tapes and Pancakes is it will be in an annual event. This is the first year we're doing it. We're going to do it here in Detroit.
Okay.
It is a culmination of everything that I've been from Detroit into my sex work, and it's very much merging those ideas. So there was an event that used to go on here called Mixtapes and Pancakes.
I remember that.
It was a really dope event. They served pancakes, and they had indie artists up doing, you know, their sets, and it was very much a networking event, and it was so good for indie Detroit.
Mm.
So shout out to the women of CD Minds who are spread all over the country now, but that event, I was a part of it twice, and it fucking changed me, like, just emotionally, spiritually, like sonically, it changed me as well. And then there was another event that I did with Ashley Michelle called Aphrodisiacs, and it was like an erotica poetry event where there was she works, so I'm sure you do. And it was an event that we did a couple times here in the city as well. So I'm merging those events, and I changed the name to Sex Tapes and Guys Aphrodisiacs Presents Sex Tapes and Pancakes, because I will be offering videos throughout the night. We'll have some stuff up on, like, for you to see, but also I'm going to drop out a Dropbox links to people to have, like, access to multiple videos that I've never even released before.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because I really want people to recognize how highly I think of sex work. And I don't want to say pornography, because I think sometimes when people hear porn, they immediately disregard its ability to be artistic or thoughtful or emotional. And I feel like our work together is very much a space of, we want sex to look real. We want people to recognize that sex can be silly. It could be fun. Mm-hmm. It could be slow. At the end of it, maybe you don't come because you have other shit to do. There might be times where only the woman comes. Like, it's very much centered on what real exchanges look like, shot by a real couple in the industry. There's really no other black couple that is, I won't say no other black couple, but I want to say that is dedicating themselves to the amateur industry as much as we are. So,
and
also
one.
Talent.
I can only think of Loyalty and Royalty.
I was thinking about
they're the only other black couple yes. that I can think of.
You
they're
just amazing. Retweeted one of them. I go through likes and shit. That's
period.
How you find the best porn. Anywho.
That is how you find it, absolutely.
I forgot their name. It's husband and wife. I don't know, maybe they're not married.
King Noir and Jesse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because
I was like, I didn't know he was doing that type of porn now.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Because they're very much in the kink side. So I love that we have that symbolism and representation over there. Because they get into all this shit. They get into knife play. They get into cum swapping. They get into...
Ooh.
It's fucking
love
wild.
He's now into like gay porn.
Right. Now he's
too.
He's doing more trans exchanges as well.
No.
Yeah. Because I was like, oh,
I think it's dope. Yeah. Their progression... It looks good. It feels good. This feels natural. This feels like a natural change for him. So I think that there we do have markers in the space, but they are extreme, right? So it's okay. Like when I think about loyalty and royalty, I think about how raw their shit is. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like they'll start fucking, like it'll just be shit happening, and then they put the camera on.
Yeah,
and it just feels like
I gotta look these people up because I don't know who you're talking about.
Hey, that's some of my favorite.
With them. It reminds me, low key, reminds me of how Rock and Shay used to be. I don't know if y'all know.
Oh my god, Rock and Shay. I remember Rock and Shay.
They were fucking in the
That's
what I think about with them. They're very, very raw, and I love that for us. I think it's just a little more, it's more like we want scene, location, we want makeup, we just want things to, that's not true too, because we do have the shots where there's no makeup, we don't brush our teeth, we just fucking straight out the bed.
Well, y'all be fucking stank breath and all?
Yes.
Like on camera?
Why wouldn't you fucking?
Yes.
Oh no, I'm just kidding, because you know.
Yes.
It's on camera, so you gotta make
aesthetic.
I
can't smell her breath through the camera.
Damn, mm-hmm. You crying?
Mm-hmm. You know my eyes be watering.
Oh, I'm like, damn, you was that hype for Rock and Shay?
Hit a nerve, like, ooh, nostalgia, baby.
So you're gonna do another one, but it probably won't be next year in Detroit.
The goal is for this to be a moving event, and I want it to be like a 3-day event. So this was just kind of like, I needed to come here because this is where all the musicians are that I know and I love and I've worked with. Mm. I literally got out of rehearsal right before I got here. I want to start working with these people, and I really want to start creating a sound with them because I make a lot of music that is very much sexually driven.
Okay.
So I need to create, I need a sound for myself, and music has always been integrated. If you've been watching the whole time, you know I'm singing all the fucking time in my shows. So it is a combination of that. Teaching people about what herbs are, teaching people about what decisions you can make about your sexuality that can help you be bigger. What is hindering you? Mm-hmm. It's a part of it is very much an open dialogue and expression of like, we're not talking about sex in Detroit, and I need to know why, because there's a stripper. Right. In a fucking strip club all the way down 8 Mile the whole entire way. There's bitches that are still fucking on Craigslist selling pussy. There's bitches on Instagram that are still, it's happening in this city. So it's like, why are we not having a more heartfelt conversation about sexuality here?
I love that.
When we are talking about sex all day.
I definitely thought it was like
day.
An orgy and pancakes.
Nah. Right.
So with it, I saw that there are virtual tickets available too. So what can people expect to receive from this virtually?
The virtual ticket is just, you're going to see the whole entire night, everyone's interactions.
So it's like a live stream.
It is very much the live stream of what's happening in the background.
What are you wearing?
Lingerie.
Oh, okay.
Lingerie, some cute boots.
So the girls will be out.
The girls are going to be sitting. Oh, okay. I'm going to be myself.
I'll be trying not to look at them.
You can look at them.
Are you gonna perform any type of live sex act or
no?
Okay.
And I did release some like promotional space where it was like, this isn't a sex event. I don't want people to think
gotcha.
That.
Okay.
So I did have a couple conversations with people who do sex events here in the city now. Mm-hmm. And like the conversation was like, nah, like everyone thinks this is very much like y'all, you're gonna be fucking. But if I come to the city, I'm gonna be fucking. It's gonna be a vetted system. It's not gonna be something where I'm just inviting people in the room. What I do
talk to me about that vetted system. Please.
Okay. When we have, please jump in at any time that I miss something. When we go to sexual events, we've been to swinger clubs. That's pretty normal. When we go into these swinger clubs, we recognize almost on intake that people are just not being educated with proper protocol. Mm. So we walk into these spaces and we do want to feel fluid to do whatever we want, but there's a lifestyle culture that very much is like creating this, like, if I wanted, I could touch it, I could have it. But I feel like the way that our generation is changing sexuality, we want consent. We want acknowledgement. We want you to be like, hey, yo, you fine as fuck? Like, are you interested? But that's not really the energy that we're getting when we go into most of these swinger spaces because we're still integrating with people who are generations before us.
Okay.
So they still have their policies and how they practice things, but how we're doing it is far more like intuitive and like more aware of our partners. Like, I want to have conversations with you. We need to talk about if we're tested. We need to have these hard things that people won't do in the swinger club. You kind of just going in there. It's kind of a free for off if the person says yes,
right? Like, so, use your own judgment, use your own discernment.
Exactly.
Yes.
Enter at your own risk.
But those things, they shouldn't be shunned. They should be separated.
Exactly.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, there has to be someone who's going to throw the wild parties for the wild people, but also vet the people who don't necessarily want their wife to be slutted out, but they want to see her have fun. You know what I'm saying? these things should be curated for all groups of people, not just thrown into a sex party. You know.
So what you guys is, so our take with the Detroit sex scene, the issues that we have with sex parties, like, I mean, I don't want to sound like a big kid, but I guess you could say, like, we're the biggest sex podcast in the state, even if it is any other sex podcast, because I haven't even heard of them. I think that's safe to say that we're up there. So when we talk to people, they are always reaching out to us like, hey, we want you to promote this. Hey, we want you to host this, come to this. And we're like, no, because our first question is, what are we doing as far as testing?
Right.
And what we see is the issue is they're like, we got condoms. I'm like, nigga, I've never seen anybody eat pussy with a condom
on. Come on.
So it's a lot of things that happens with STDs that you can get without actual penetration.
Absolutely.
So I was really enjoying and ready for this conversation with you guys because you do porn. So I would think that you would see how serious it is. So what is it? What would you say is the best way for someone curating a sex party to not only vet, but to actually make sure everyone is good to go for that party?
You want to talk about kinked up?
Yeah, I would first start with somebody who's been doing it for over a decade.
Okay.
I think you need that much education. You should seek counsel.
Okay.
Yeah, mentorship, you know, is mad important for these things. Because
you're not the first person doing sex party. They've been going on for centuries. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So I would definitely seek somebody. If you cannot find somebody who's been doing it and you trust their parties, I would go to more of a dominatrix type person who understands policies and consent.
Okay.
So you understand how that goes, but also visit Vegas, New York, Virginia, these places who have multiple places.
Virginia has some wild house parties.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
They've done it. They have no mishaps. How did they do that? You know what I'm saying? But no, they all don't have to be tested. Like, okay. Swinger parties are more about morality and integrity because they come with as a couple.
Okay.
As a man and a woman who tries to meet either a single woman or a single man who have a conversation that first day. It's never, right. We're not having sex as soon as I meet you.
Right.
We meet here at this club.
Mm-hmm.
We have sex at this club, maybe. And then I'll see you at this club later. It doesn't leave this club. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of those things have to be discussed too, because people want to take these things home with them. And that's not. The policy is to keep this as a private club if your club is very private, which most of Michigan is. It's either you're getting to a party that's not regulated or a party that's so regulated you can't get in, right? The Leland is invite only. So how many new people do they let into their party? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not too many, so they can keep it how they want it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, starting with people you've probably already had sex with or people you know have a good vibe, a good energy, start with those first 10, 12 people,
mm-hmm.
and then let them fall off to your 3 or 4 and then build from there. You know what I mean?
Mm.
People you already can trust, so you don't have to go out and be like, are you tested?
Okay.
Do
you think that's bigger, like a hard way to do it? Okay. I get what, so you answered my question before I can even ask.
Oh,
yeah. So you're saying, like, start small as you grow. Yes.
Start intimate. Start at the house. Start with games of how to get to know each other.
Yeah. Okay.
Icebreakers, watch their habits, watch them use a bathroom, watch them wash their hands.
Right.
You don't want to have people, you have to tell these things to you.
For
wanna,
sure.
They have to have these type of things already. Yeah. And then curate from there, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And then as you get bigger, when you cannot keep a hold of these things, testing has to become a thing. But as a group, you can get discounts, you can get your own folder, you can start to catalog these things for your group. But then,
really? I didn't know that.
Then you need membership fees. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because now you're, that's a part-time job now. Now you're staffing for people's sexuality. So.
Okay. Y'all should throw a sex party.
We will. We'll start here.
Lit.
Okay.
No, that's going to happen. But again, we want to come here, connect with the people that we need to, to see what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Who's doing it?
We're horny.
And that's the fear for me. Because when niggas is horny, they do some reckless shit.
Yeah. That is true.
It'd be mad unthoughtful.
We have to, like, I feel like if I threw a sex party, it'd just be like 5 guys and like 100 women.
You hear me?
Yeah, because you really have to vet like how that happens, how that works.
But the women too, though, because you don't know their intention.
They get a little
either.
Aggressive, you know?
You hear me?
And I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong,
yes,
if y'all disagree,
course.
But I feel like women feel that it's more okay for them to be aggressive.
Like, I agree. There's nobody's going to say,
like, if Alessa was real drunk and she walked up and grabbed my dick in a room full of people, nobody would say
she would be wrong.
I get fondled on everywhere I go, and it's very exhausting. You know, like, you remember somebody asked if they could peg me at the bar. Oh, JG, dude, he's probably in the back laughing. But yeah, it's just like
they just up and asked you.
Yes, like never talk to this girl. I love her now, man. She apologized. We over it. But
did that happen with the podcast starting?
Yeah, I was recording a podcast.
No, I'm saying, like, did these advances start because you do the podcast?
Oh, no, I've always been fondled on, but it is more like I do feel like, you know, and I'm married. My wife's a black belt. So it's like, first thing I say is, first off, my wife will beat your ass.
And what martial art?
I forgot.
Okay, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Damn, now you got me thinking.
Okay. I thought it was karate.
It's not. No, it's like more specific. Like, it's not taekwondo. It's I'm gonna text and ask her now. But I'm gonna text her after this. But it's just like, first, it's consent. Like, I personally, if I seen a dude touch Alessa in that way, I would step up and step in. Like, hey, wait a minute. But what I noticed is when it happens, everybody's just kind of silent when it's a dude.
Yeah.
It's just like, whoa, like, that was awkward. Why did she do that to you? Like, where was that energy when she was doing it to me?
Right.
Like, or when she was touching me and things like that.
Right. Because
then if you see a man hit a woman in the club, men shouldn't hit women. But if he does that, first thing everybody's saying is he hit a woman. It's like, no, she grabbed my dick.
Period.
You know, it's like, it's a thin line. And yes, we have to toe that line. But at the same time, everybody else has to be privy to these things happening.
Absolutely.
And they have to step up and speak up.
Period.
When these things happen.
So. It is very, both of you are right. It is very much a double standard. But I think, again, I just think that people are, I'm thinking about being in a woman's body when that happens. And it's like, the first thing that comes to my body is like, I don't want to fight a bitch because I'm correcting a bitch. Mm. Right. So I'm trying to empathize with the woman who's watching and is not going to say shit. But it's like, I also want to just be like, you will want a man to do it for you. You want that energy.
That's true.
So it's very much about keeping the same energy that you're expecting for yourself. So if you are the type of man who's going to stand up for other women, and then you're looking around and the women ain't standing up for you, you just have to like ask yourself, like, okay, well then how am I going to better preserve myself and my decisions for the future? Okay. So, but you are correct. Women should not be touching nobody's nothing. Just like men should not be advancing towards women to do anything that they don't agree with.
Agreed.
So we have to learn how to Women do need to take priority and self-responsibility in recognizing we have to protect men the same way we're asking men to protect us.
And you know what else we have to do? Like, we have to check our friends.
Yes.
I think that's like the number one thing.
Absolutely.
Like, you can't just stand there while your friend do some shit. Oh, they're just drunk. Or, oh, that's just John. Or, oh, that's just Becky. Like, no, you got to check that shit. Mm-hmm. And you have to eliminate that friend from your circle if they continue to do those things that are not cool.
That's not your friend if they don't get your ass beat.
Yeah. Because now y'all
you
got
in the
drunk.
Middle of some shit.
Yep, exactly.
Nah.
But to more positive stuff, when was the last time y'all fucked?
Oof.
Right before you got here.
I thought y'all was fucking in the car.
No, we weren't fucking in the car.
Damn. All right.
It was food back there. We was eating no beans.
Y'all was eating the food.
I mean, y'all having sex tapes and pancakes, so I'm assuming like y'all be fucking with food, you know.
That's actually very funny. We have she outside, but we do have a friend who is very much into food and play. So that is the next lane of sexuality we want to get into.
I thought she was watching y'all fuck, and I was definitely down.
She's seen us fuck before.
Yeah, and I was like, ooh, when she come in, I'm gonna ask her about it. But she outside.
Oh yeah, no, she's watched us have sex before.
I do want to touch on Black Porn Matters and the Black Porn, like the Black Porn Matters house.
Let's
go. Like, how do you guys vet your submissives? Like, how do you? Do you have a vetting process for the people that you bring into this dynamic, or work?
No. That's a great question. I want to say that is changing now. Before our vetting process, it wasn't good enough.
Okay.
And we've had situations where I'm going to take full responsibility. I've had situations where I have spoken to people and I felt as if though they were prepared based off of the things that they told me, and we would be in positions where content was supposed to be done and it just never got done.
Okay.
And it's created so much turmoil for myself just for being, I'm very much a workaholic.
Okay.
Work is my shit. If we're set to work, we're set to work. If we have trauma or issues that we need to talk about before or after, I'm available always. But I don't feel like going through this shit when we're supposed to be working. And
what
I don't
do you
wanna,
mean?
Like, so there are situations where we'll be on schedule with certain models, and they just don't have their mindset won't be ready to do the thing we agreed to do prior to. So we'll have, just like this, you book this studio, we have a set time, we need to shoot it, we need to be out of here at a certain time. When they get into their emotional space, it's really hard to get them to focus on. And this is why sex work is hard, because sex is emotional, it's spiritual. So it is really hard to take something that's supposed to be about spirit and emotion and then put that into a work block.
Right.
Because once you start to feel a different way about it, you get to like maneuver out of it. But it's like, I don't get refunds on anything I pay for.
Right.
So it's like, how are we going to make, how do we create a space where you respect your time block of work and I don't have to argue with you about how you feel, but I will make space for you prior to and afterwards. There's always a session of aftercare. But okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I really like that, because with that being said,
absolutely,
how do you make your subs feel safe in that aspect? Like what goes into that aftercare?
Aftercare is very much, so before we even start, we have a system of like, what is it that you're comfortable with doing? We have a whole model profile where they fill everything out. Who are you comfortable working with? Who do you want to exchange with? What types of things are you doing? What are your hard boundaries? Do you have triggers? What type of lube do you use? Every fucking thing. Do you have an allergic like reaction to something? Very much. What is your emergency contact? I take everybody's parents' numbers down in case something happens on set. I'm calling your fucking mom. Like, I'm not doing this. She's not going to hear that you did something crazy on my set and I don't have access to her.
You ever have to call somebody's mom?
No, but I've had dinner with people's moms several times. So I'm very aware of like this. There's an emotional tie to your sexual body, this entity. So I think sometimes people just have a really hard time with recognizing that this is work. And when they get into pockets of vulnerability where they don't want to have their body open, they bail on work. So it's like our vetting process in the past has been very open to whatever woman needs energy. Like, I've been very much attached to who needs me, who's going to call on me, who's available. But now it's like, they're like, nah, bitch, we're not doing that no more, because these women don't want to show up for themselves the way that you are available to show up for them and for yourself. So the company it's been in spaces of like being tested lately. So,
okay. With that being said, we have seen some recent accusations out there, and I've seen all types of stuff. Because I had heard of you guys, but I hadn't seen. I don't watch a lot of porn. I do not watch a lot of porn. I don't like porn because I don't want it to conflate what I want to do when it comes to me having sex. I don't want to. I like to use porn maybe to get myself off, or I don't want to use porn to try to mimic it, because I feel like that's sometimes what a lot of people do. But with that being said, to specify with some of the accusations that I particularly saw, I saw things about how there have been abuse in the past or pushing past limits and sabotaging sexual encounters. And I also saw a reply from you that things can be taken out of proportion. There could be so many different things going on. And, you know, there are two sides to every story. Well, technically, there are three sides to every story. Your side, their side, and the truth. So I do just want to know, like, what happened? What led up to that? If you're able to touch on it, like, it was something misconstrued? Did anything... Was there a limit that may have been pushed? But like you said, people come into these situations and what they say that they will do, once they get in that situation, it could be something different.
Okay. Do you want to start with this or should I start?
I'll just answer the first question, then you can go ahead.
Okay.
The accusations, the comments of abuse are slander more than anything. Because we follow all protocols, we follow all consent issues, and then we film everything.
Okay.
We don't put things out. We wait very long, for people to come back and tell us how they feel about things.
Like a particular scene or something like that?
Yeah. Okay. And that's against the industry. The industry puts this out immediately because people can...
Change their mind.
But we're not the industry. We're not the professional side of this industry. We're very much the amateur side.
I got you.
So those things came from us asking more of people. We asked for more love, more help, more support for all of us together. And when we asked that, it was too much, and it was met with frustration and anger. And this leads to it spilling out onto whatever platform is going to listen most.
Right.
But no, those girls, we live with them. for 3 years there was no problems. One of them is from Detroit. She moved to Vegas with us.
Known her for over a decade. We worked with her in the past.
Yeah, it was... We asked for more work for black sex workers. Black porn matters, and we're not helping the community do things. This is very much about, if you can't shoot, I need you to film why you can't shoot. Why is it hard to shoot? So that girls are not jumping into porn. But we are very much met with scabs in this industry because OnlyFans made it so accessible to porn that you're getting people jumping in out of desperation and will lie until they get out of whatever financial situation they in.
Okay.
And then jump back into whatever world they came from. But in porn, that's not allowed. Your face is on the internet. People will
Everything's on the internet. Your face, your body, all of it.
So it's not an industry you can just let go. It's forever, which is what we discussed in the beginning. It's not, you take a picture with us, they're going to think you do porn.
Period.
It's just not.
And we got to get a picture after this.
I was just about to say, right? Like, we can take a picture today. They're going to be like, oh, so that's
when the video
about to be on the casting couch, because this looks like a casting room.
And I'm fucking with it.
Understand.
Book this bitch.
So it was one last week, if we being real.
Was it really?
We had a riding tutorial.
Period.
But back to what y'all saying.
Yes.
Yes. So it very much came out of a, we stopped giving as much of support as we wanted to these people. And they met us with this, with accusations and abuse because they have the, we've helped them build platforms to talk shit about us. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I have a question.
Please.
And I don't want to seem accusatory. It's just, you know, I just want clarity. I want detail. I've seen, cause I follow you guys. Like I said, I follow some of the other girls. So coincidentally, I swear this is how it happened. I booked you guys. I go do whatever I do. And I go on Twitter, literally seen it. I'm like, Alessa, this is a fucking crazy ass coincidence.
He sent it to me. One of the girls blocked me.
Yeah. That was crazy. She was blocked. She don't even know why she was blocked.
I don't know why I'm blocked.
So maybe that's how it happened with me. I don't know. Maybe you told her. I don't know. She probably told her to block you.
I probably said something about her nipples.
So anywho, okay, we're not gonna go there. So my question is, like, because these girls came at different times and things like that, do you think it was somewhere where maybe, obviously, everybody can be wrong in situations, but do you think it was a point where you guys were wrong as a team and it was things that you could have did to better a situation or things that you can do to better it moving forward?
There's always things that can change. Like, for me personally, I am a nurturer, and I think that I made that very clear with all these women. I'm going to take care of whoever's in the house. Like, if you have any problems, my door is always unlocked. You can always knock on my door. We can always talk about whatever the fuck is going on. If there's any issues with any of the other girls in the house, we need to talk about that shit right now. I would have monthly meetings to where we could all just sit down and plot shit out. So it's like, I think that my fault was being overly available. Like, I was organizing the bills. I was sending out when people needed to pay shit. When shit was late, I was sending out reminders. I was doing all of the fucking maintenance for the team.
So you was everybody's mama.
I was everybody's fucking mom. Do you hear me? How can I make porn if I'm everybody's mom? I'm tired. I can't fuck my nigga. Everybody's fucking my nigga more than me.
You can't be the pimp and the mama. That's
too much. I
definitely want to touch on that after this.
For real, I want to have fun, and it's like, I can't, but I also love you, so if I feel like you're sad, I'm gonna do everything I can to make sure that I could just make your energy change. So my issue is very much like, bitch, stop being so emotionally available to them. Let them figure this out by themselves. And as soon as I got into the space of being like, y'all, I had a conversation and I was like, I need y'all to help me. Like, I'm struggling. I don't have it right now. And as soon as I gave them that energy, they all fucking flipped on me. And it was just, and that's not to blame them, because I think they were in a position of being like, you've had this for 2 years. Don't ask me to take it now. That has not been my role. And that was my fault for letting it go that long and not being like, I need more help.
Have y'all thought about therapy?
Voice that. Absolutely. Madam Gumbo is very much a clinical therapist. We have been in healing since the day we left that house. So
that's what's up. Okay.
Immediately.
Because I thought we needed therapy.
I've said several times that we needed therapy.
Some type of therapy. And it's not always in the form of like mediation and talking. Sometimes it is a practice or a hobby. Sometimes it's in just voicing what you want. That is a therapeutic practice. So even that, you want her to know, like, fuck you, I ain't dealing with you right now. She knows that now, but you don't carry that. So, and I think that when I was in that house, I was doing a really horrible job at letting things like go. I was just holding it so no one felt uncomfortable. And that's my fault. Like, I had a really hard time. What is it? advocating for myself. Mm-hmm. I did not advocate for myself at all. And it blew up out of my hands. And that's something I have to deal with. Like, so I love these girls right now.
Is it a way that you guys can reconcile?
I'm the only person who's not blocking. My number has not changed. I tried to reach out. It's just been very cold and very, like, strategically meticulous against, like, don't access her, don't allow her space to contact you, and go the fuck off. Because I want them to call me. This can be solved. Mm-hmm. This is a space of you did not feel validated by me choosing me, and I'm sorry that you felt that way. Mm-hmm. It's very much like they needed me to be a type of person that I no longer could carry. So we both are upset with each other about things that we could easily just be like, you didn't have it. I love you. I'm sorry it didn't work out that way. And they could just be like, bitch, well, I expected you to have it. You didn't. I need time to heal. It could be that simple. Mm-hmm. But everything else that's going on right now is very much a space of they want to ruin my career, but you won't, because I outworked all of you. That's how you got here. I don't stop because you get scared. I'm fearless. This is my shit. I'm fighting for black people and sex. Y'all are not, and we will see that. Everyone will see this. That's why I'm like, it's so, because at first I was like, I want to fight everything that they're saying. It's so fucking stupid. And then it came to a space of like, my people are like, no, bitch, everyone sees the energy that you put in, and y'all will continue with the same energy, and the people who fall off, everyone will know it's just trying to clout chase.
Right.
I don't have the energy for it. I'm not fighting y'all because I love you. I'm not going to fight you because I love you.
So you'd be okay if they just moved on and they have successful careers?
I would be okay
and
if
vice
they,
versa.
It sounds like that's what she wants.
That was the point of the house.
Yeah.
We were filming them for free, but they didn't pay us for shit.
So what are your next, so like, with that, I love that you said what you want to do is open up everything, open up black porn. Like, we want to make a space. We want to make space for everyone in black porn to come do their thing and be happy and be successful. So what do you see are the next steps for Black Porn Matters? Like, what are your next steps, or like, what are the things that you're going to try to do now? You guys are out of the house. Mm-hmm. We said, fuck them bitches for right now. Go do y'all thing. We're going to do our thing. I love y'all. Fuck y'all.
Do what you want now. I'm not there no more.
What's next for you guys? What's next for your brand?
So Mexico's definitely given us a chance to slow down.
Nice.
Can you do porn there?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh.
There's a huge porn industry in Mexico. But we are revamping that entry process. Definitely added a mental health clause to these things. To help safeguard ourselves and others before you step onto the camera. But also, making our contracts lengthier. We have to add more, unfortunately, white people paragraphs to understand that you cannot let us film you, pay you, and then attack us for putting out porn. It's still beautiful art that should be displayed. It is a great reflection of what we look like.
Crazy. We kind of went through that.
It's beautiful art, bro.
Content creators go through this in some level.
Like, once you drop something, people like, they'd be like, oh shit, I did say that.
Yes.
And it's 500,000 people who have seen this.
Yes.
This is on Worldstar. I don't want this. And it's like, nigga, it's too late. Like,
you
there.
Said it.
Yeah.
You signed the waiver.
You said it. And you know what?
You asked me to be here.
People don't believe it, but some of our most viral moments are shit that we were not privy to. It's just like our guests, like, blah, 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 blah.
Just come on and start talking.
And we like, right, nigga, right. I didn't know that. You know, so, and even, and I always ask, just like, you know, with y'all, is anything off limits? Is there anything that we should skate around?
Nope.
You know, we never ask people for names.
Right.
We never, when it comes to sex with, like, you know, public sex or private sex, rather, we never ask people for timestamps, more than likely, you know,
right,
where they can be tied to a specific person.
Right.
Because, you know, privacy matters in that sense.
It does.
But I appreciate y'all for not only coming on the show, but actually being willing to have this type of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my next question is, like, do you plan to have another house with another group? And if so, like, what's, like, besides the contracts, what's the conversation like to try to make sure things like this don't happen again?
I think we were one of the guinea pigs to see if it could work.
Okay.
And as a practitioner of trying to help people in porn, I don't think it can. I don't think y'all need to be in a house together.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like seeing y'all fuck all the time.
Thank you.
That would be a house full of beautiful black women fucking.
And it was just you. It sounds like heaven.
It sounds like it.
In theory. So in theory, but not in practice.
I'm assuming Furious was starting to align at the same time.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine. Bleeding Sisters.
And you're just like getting cussed out. You're like, 3 days from now, something's going to happen. You know?
I mean, yes, those things happen, and naturally women go through hormonal things, and sometimes those things can be reflected upon you because you look like somebody who trespassed against them.
Right,
I understand
sure.
those things for sure, but also...
Did you
sometimes
see what he did
niggas
there?
Is just dirty. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just don't want to walk into a girl's room because she don't know how to clean. Or smells you don't want to smell. You understand? Or...
Okay, I get that.
Dishes are dirty. You understand? Like, people also have different...
A house with a whole bunch of people, you got to break down rules so detailed.
Why do I have to do that? You understand?
Because everybody's not...
They also have enough money for maids.
Yeah.
These people are rich. We do porn. You see what I'm saying?
That's true.
They are at home saving a lot of money. Mm. OnlyFans is not broke. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You do not have to pay taxes.
You don't?
Unless you want to. It is illegal. It is an illegal business that you are paying taxes on.
Mm, okay.
You so file for yourself at illegal? The end of the year. So people can
As
not.
You should.
Yeah.
If you want to go to jail. But if you're taking those risks, you don't have to, is what I'm saying. Mm. So all your money
so your
is
money
yours.
Yours.
No one's taking
saying.
Stuff out before you get to it.
So Trav, where we at? Just say it out loud.
Almost
Let's out. Keep it going. We can make this a part 2. Y'all got time?
Mm-hmm.
Cause I got questions. I'm having
answer
fun.
All of the questions.
We got a hard stop 4:30.
We never
talked
about
what's
in here.
What is
oh, okay. So okay. I'm gonna call this the purple nurple.
Okay.
Mm. It is tequila.
Why are you twisting my nipple?
Shut the fuck up. Sorry. It is tequila.
Come on.
Lime tonic water.
Come on, lime tonic.
And blueberry lemonade.
Ooh.
Wow, I didn't expect that. It's the lime tonic water I don't like, but I like the drink.
That's too bad.
It's tasty.
Mm. I'm glad you like it.
I like tequila. Uh-oh.
So. I got a couple
Come
questions.
On.
You've mentioned, like, and I'm ignorant to it. I want you to talk as if our viewers are ignorant to it.
Please.
What the hell did you mean by, hold on, let me read it verbatim. You know, you said some wild ass shit. Who filled out the form?
I did.
Yeah, I could tell. Where is it at? You said you, in the form you mentioned, your orgasms manifest magic.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Okay, so where's that? All orgasms, all sex, all of creation is magical, right?
Okay.
We are all very capable of creating things. We all have manifestation powers within us.
Okay.
When we have sex, the buildup that we tend to have around orgasms, that like that space of like you feel it building, you get closer, it tingle a little bit more. All that shit, that is magic that you are conjuring. And right before you get to your nut, if you have an intention, you can very much manifest it. Manifestation sessions are really important, but how you go about them are important too. One, you start it off in a clean space, get your ambiance and your energy and your atmosphere right. If you like candles, you like smell goods, you like whatever the situation may be, low lights, you like this fuzzy blanket, or you like to lean up on this like cozy bear. This is very much you building your energy, like recognizing, what do I want from this? What is my exchange? What am I asking of myself? How do I want to end this? Who is this orgasm for? It's very much becoming very intentional. You're using this energy for something, creating this big ball, right?
Okay.
So as you're going through this orgasm, whether it's for self, whether it's for partnered things, whether it's as a group setting, you can do this with everybody in the room. You can do it for yourself. But in the midst of this, of building that orgasm, you can very much conjure and manifest whatever it is that you want. So I think that people just need to, I like to use my sex magic to be intentional in the world. I'm gonna keep using that word intent, because I think a lot of times we move through things without even knowing why we're moving through them. So I make sure that when I'm in a, like, let's say I'm in a masturbation set or with you, if I'm having sex with Julius, usually like on the weekends we do this thing where we're like, we'll take some shrooms and we'll get like very in touch with each other, open our vulnerability up for sure.
That's
right.
Amazing.
So as we're fucking, like, we could just feel it. Like when you're on shrooms, everything's very wavy and you're almost on like the same fucking vibration. If you are connecting with the other people in the room, you could get like, oh, everything, like it's like a wave comes over your body at the same time. You're like, you feel that? I felt that. So if you use that while you're fucking, it's the same shit, but this time you're controlling sex energy. So instead of it just being this body, you can concentrate it in this area.
Then you would you consider this witchcraft?
I would say it's tantric. It's
okay.
More tantra.
Okay.
But no, I think I think that people, when they hear the word witchcraft, they immediately shut shit down as like, that's evil, da da da. But yeah, this is just a natural energy that flows through your body. We all feel, we all have tea, we all have that.
You also mentioned that you ritualize sex magic.
I do.
And that's when I was like, damn.
Well, we all ritualize things.
Yeah. So I was like, let me have her explain as the professor what she meant by ritualizing like sex magic.
So when I think about rituals, it is a practice of doing these things in a specific order. So that's what I meant about how you have to start it with a certain setting, certain smell, whatever your things are, song, sound, that you put those, it's a practice of like, this is how I set it up. So the same way y'all would set up for your podcast.
The way you set up your sock and your lotion by your bed when you're ready.
That is a ritual.
First off, I'm weird, but I dry jack.
No. That's even weirder. So the way you set up your dry ass hand and your dry ass dick.
I do use cream on me body oil sometimes.
Okay, what kind of body oil?
Ours.
It's ours.
Okay.
Yeah, we sell a cream on me body oil. We got back shots body butter. And we have dick emoji and booty cheek emoji bath bombs.
An eggplant in a peach.
How long are you there?
We're here till the 29th.
Yeah, I'll get you some.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all East or West?
We're currently in Roseville, but we driving.
That's east.
Yeah, that's east in the motherfucker.
So, you can bring it to my house.
We'll link up.
Give it to me tonight. Then come get it for me.
All right.
Okay, cool. But yes, ritual is just a practice of repeating these certain steps. Same, people go to church every Sunday. That's a ritual, right? The ritual is not like the actual practice of what you do in the church. It is every Sunday at this time, I have to go complete this thing. Mm. Yep. So I make sure that I do prioritize my own sexual energy, because there used to be a time where like, if I would not make my orgasms the most important thing in the situation. If I'm fucking around with other people, I make sure everybody else nut. And it's like, if I have time for me, then I have time for me. But now it's like a very specific thing of, am I using my orgasms? Am I coming for myself? Like, so that's my ritual.
Okay.
That's what I mean. This is something that I practice when I'm in sexual experiment.
I like that clarity. Okay.
For sure.
So, Sir Jusley is, obviously you fuck other women. That's obvious. We see it every day. But do you fuck other men?
No, not because I don't want to. Like, one of our personal fantasies is him sharing me with another man. I think that my issue is very much the men sometimes say shit that they don't need to say that fucks up the energy. My pussy get dry. I don't want to fuck you no more kind of energy. Like, we're out here sizing niggas up, and it gets so close. Like, so many checks, so many boxes, boom, 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 boom. And then it'll get to a space of like, okay, well, if you were in a relationship and you were the man who had the partner that was sharing, would you be in a position where you would be comfortable with her being shared? And immediately turns into some possession shit. And it's like, no, she mine. I don't share my pussy like that. If it's my girl, my wife, I'm not doing that. But it's like, but you want to share somebody else's. Like, and it's your ability to have that preference. I just don't want to share myself with someone else who wants to possess a woman that much. So my space is, I'm not letting you in me if your intent is not good either. If you don't let women live freely out here, then I'm not giving you access to all this free energy. I don't want to share that part with you. So my issue currently is like, I want to fuck somebody else, but I just want to make sure that his intention is as free as mine.
Is it only fuck them with Sir Julius or like
no
solo?
No, he's definitely down for me to do whatever I want, but these are standards I have for myself.
That's beautiful.
Thank you so much. It takes so long to get there, but I think for him, like, I won't say that he has lower standards for me, but I think he's just like, whoever you're comfortable knocking down, I'm with it.
Would you like to watch?
Absolutely.
Oh, see, me and my wife had this conversation, and I don't have a problem with her. Like, if we were to go and like swing, I just don't want to see it. I don't really want to hear about it. Like, you have fun, cool. I don't need the additional details.
What's the click in your body that says I don't want to know? What is it?
I just don't care to know about it.
It's not like, it's an emotion attached.
No. Like, I don't get turned on by watching another woman, like, or my woman with another man. Like, that's not the thing for me.
Okay.
Like, I don't have a problem with you getting what you want out of it, but I personally, it's a turn off. I don't want to hear these details. I don't hear no evil, see no evil.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, but like,
I just said out of mind. I'm with
you. Yeah. Like, I don't want to know anything.
Okay.
Like, oh, I trust you. Like, and I think that shows how much I do trust somebody.
Right.
Like, I don't need to know anything. I trust you to, you know, make sure that they're tested. You to do X, Y, and Z.
Understood.
I don't need to know anything.
I agree with that, because unless I'm the one being cracked, if we're in an open relationship, by all means, keep this
shit
on
here.
Yeah, I
want you, like, you know, making my way downtown,
walking fast, eating ass, and I'm going.
You coming home, walking in, and I'm like, hey, baby, how was your night? Man, this nigga cracked my back. Like, no, just say it was a good night. Like, I don't see the problem with that. Like, I just don't. You know, I know some people that be like, really? How did he do it? Tell me. Is there any video? And like, that's cool. Yeah. That's just not me.
Okay. Yeah. I respect that.
Yeah, like, I see, like, y'all, like, I've seen you coach somebody with how to suck his dick, and I think that's great.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, use more throat, bitch. It's like, damn, she really said that. That was some wild shit. And I'll tell you about my favorite scene with you off air.
Okay.
Because I need that scene, you know. Okay, if you want to text it to me, I'll say thanks, you know. But no, this has been a great episode. I truly appreciate
What's
it's
up?
It's my birthday.
It is his birthday.
I'm sick of your birthday, bread ass. It's my birthday.
Damn. Yeah, exactly. So I appreciate y'all for coming on the show. No, this has been another great episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. Alessa, you are the best co-host in the motherfucking game.
This is amazing. Thank you so much for this drink. For
you're very welcome. Thank you.
Gotta thank the girl who's going to get you saucy.
Yeah, you're right. But I appreciate y'all for coming. Next time y'all in Detroit, please hit us up.
Yes.
As always, to our listeners, make sure she comes first. Ask for permission.
Come on.
And also ask for STD test results. And have fun. We're going to have fun. I'm a little drunk.
Multiple orgasms.
Multiple orgasms.
I'm glad you're drunk. Yeah. I'm a little drunk, too.
Yeah, at least you're not screaming and yelling. All right, we out. Trav, do that thing where you hit roll.
Period.
No, so my favorite section, I didn't want to say it because I couldn't explain it, but I knew if I said a name. Yeah.